Oh my God. Manila, have you ever compared your ex's dick to your husband's?
I mean, there is no comparison to my husband's dick. Only in my head, never out loud.
No, well, get ready for one of those interesting listener emails, girl.
Oh, this sounds so good. Plus, we get into more of your emails, drag race name confusion, splits, and more.
So stay tuned.
Forever Dog.
Manila.
Latrice Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Chop with Latrice and Manila.
Who's on top?
And who gets the chop?
Already. Before we dive into our inbox, let's dive into our weeks. Now, Manila, I saw the promo commercial for Dragged in Philippines, and it got me all excited, girl, for you. You look so freaking good.
Thank you.
I mean, I didn't expect anything less, but you look so good. Spill the tea, girl. Spill.
Thank you. Well, this was just the little advertisement to get people to audition for our show.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I started the audition process, I did this little funny parody version.
I saw that as well.
Of this really Filipino memeable moment of Lynn from Las Vegas models. It was this thing that went viral in the Philippines, and it was this like, it was this Filipina... I think she's a model or escort in Las Vegas, and she was like making this video to recruit Filipino women to come out to move to Las Vegas to be a model with her.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she has a super thick Filipino accent. So it was a really big memeable moment, and so they wanted me to make call to auditions that. And so we did that, but I was like, okay, well, this is fun and all, but like, can we do a real glamorous version, like a call to action, please? So we did two. So right. we had the silly funny one, because our show is going to be, you know, it's going to be like a range. You're getting like the full-on glamour pageant Miss Universe side of the show, and then you're also going to get the ridiculous stuff.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Lynn from Las Vegas Models. We're hiring new promotional models to work in Las Vegas, USA. Are you 18 to 21 years old? Do you have good English skills, a pleasing personality, and a desire for an exciting new life? If so, this opportunity may be for you. If this sounds interesting, please email us so we can arrange a personal interview. Thanks.
You nailed it. My God. Like, I was like cringing for her. I was like, is she making fun of herself?
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is that a lot of people were like, is Manila being offensive again with an Asian accent?
Right, of course.
The funny thing is that, like, you know, when I am around my Filipino family, I don't speak Tagalog yet. I'm taking classes. I don't speak Tagalog, but when I'm around my family, they all talk English with a Filipino accent. You know, so whenever I'm with my family, like, I kind of, like, slide into, like, having a little bit of, like, Tagalog twang to my English. And for the longest time, I didn't even know this was happening. that I would actually do this until someone would point it out.
That's so funny.
You know? Yeah. I don't even know if my family knew that I have, like, another accent, which is a Minnesotan accent. I got the gay drag queen accent. I got the Filipino accent. I got the Minnesota. It's all wherever I am. That's where the accent goes, right?
That's fabulous.
Yeah. So we did the other promo because we wanted to get, you know, like, you know, everyone excited about the audition process for the show, which is going really well because Drag Den Philippines, we are partnering with TikTok in the Philippines. And so that's our social media partnership with them. So that's like the biggest app right now in the Philippines. So it's pretty big. So
yeah, it's pretty big everywhere.
So. Yeah, exactly. And if you want to audition for Drag Den Philippines, go to bit.ly/joindragden and you can get all the details there.
Love it.
Latrice, what about you? What about you, girl?
Nah, nothing as interesting as you, girl. I've been just, we've been chilling. I told you that we had hired an interior designer, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that's moving forward. I'm really excited about that. And she got some great ideas, and she's ready to, like, get this to be a real showpiece, show home. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yes, the true decor of the Royal Palace Royale.
For sure. Like, we got to make the inside match the outside because the outside is, you know.
Yeah, your house is gorgeous.
So,
we gotta move some of those, like, props and, like, backdrops that you were doing all your quarantine live Facebook live performances. Yeah.
But slowly but surely. But I have just been turning down work left and right, girl, because I don't want to go anywhere. I don't regret it, though. I feel, like, so validated every time I hear of these numbers and these cases. And I'm just like, girl, there's 23,000 new cases daily in the state of Florida.
Girl.
So we good on to that. So I stay at the house.
Isn't it funny that, like, coronavirus has been a thing for over a year and a half, and Florida is just finally realizing the severity of it now? Okay. Well,
part of the problem, you know, I'm not going to even, like, as stupid as people are in Florida, I'm not going to even blame all of us because it's the people that come here to get away from wherever they are that's adding fuel to the fire. So it's just like, girl, stay y'all asses at home. Don't be coming up here. Y'all don't want none of this. But, you know, people, grown folks gonna be what grown folks wanna do. So,
yeah.
That ain't my business.
Well, luckily for you, Latrice, like, we're transitioning away. Like, we have figured out ways to make money without having to, like, show up live to the gig.
Correct. And so that's what I'm doing. However, I am gonna do Miami Beach Pride, which is my first public appearance that I've done since all of this. Mm-hmm. So, like, performance-wise. So, I'm nervous about, you know, the logistics.
Oh, well, call up Shangela and ask to use her clear bubble that she walked out on the runway. And do your whole number in there.
That is the answer. I need a big bubble, bitch.
A big, giant bubble with a mask on.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's going to be hot, and I feel like I'm dying.
You can get an air conditioning unit put into it. go all out. Have an air filter, air conditioner. Just come out in a...
That's fierce.
Full hazmat suit. Fully rhinestone hazmat suit, girl.
Yes. No, but life is good. I'm just excited to be able to have some time to, like, really invest in my house and my husband. So
Right. And especially good. Because this last year, like where you have been stuck in your house.
Right.
Being like, okay, well, like I can't really decorate because, you know, we are trying to save money. Yeah. We are trying to use the living room as like a
production studio.
As a production studio and my stage. So okay, so when you get them big ass sofas and your beautiful lamps and coffee tables and end tables and Persian rugs, mirrors,
lighting and chandeliers.
Oh, chandeliers, bitch.
I mean,
okay. Yeah. There's gonna be a chandelier hanging from chandeliers. Yeah.
Yes. Looking like my jewelry wall.
Just hang your jewelry from your girl. Oh, that's a girl. I'm gonna save all my broken jewelry now and make a giant chandelier.
I've seen that happen. It's sickening.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. It sparkles more than the little plastic glass that they put in there. Trust and believe.
They're like, it's so high up in the ceiling, no one will notice it's plastic. Drag queen's like, get that plastic shit off my fucking chandelier.
I cannot with the plastic, girl. Well, now, Manila, so, like, there are so many seasons of international versions of the Drag Race. So remembering these queens' names can be so difficult. Am I not right?
Yes. Well, I mean, girl, even the names of the girls from our own damn country.
Girl, for real.
It's hard to remember.
And now they're getting into double names. Like, we got a couple of Trinities, a couple of these, a couple of, you know.
We got 500 Scarlets. Yes. It can be difficult, for sure. And recently we have some pretty funny moments where some of the queens were misnamed. Or misname someone else. So let's take a look.
Oh, so you got Victoria Scone is, well, I ain't gonna lie. It's a good common mistake because I almost did it. Victoria Scone, which is on the new season, is labeled Lawrence Chaney in the official Getty Picks from the British LGBT Awards. Like, now, no tea, but she do kind of favor Lawrence.
they have a similar look, or
just the statue a little bit. I like that hair. It's something Lawrence would wear, like the way she pulls her eyes back. I know there, I could see it. I can see it, but at a glance, if you're just like glancing through, you'd be like, Lawrence Chaney. But it's not.
Oh my gosh. See, that happens sometimes with me. I remember going to a party and seeing Dame Edna. And I was like, oh my, because she was doing a one-woman show in New York at the time. And I went and took a picture with her. And then the next day I looked at the picture. I'm like, this ain't Dame Edna. It was her understudy. She showed up to the party dressed as her.
Damn. Okay.
Well, Victoria Scone, you better now take this as a thing that you have to set yourself apart from Miss Lawrence Chaney somehow, some way. Or when you do the runways or the red carpets, there's always a person that has like the job of announcing you
your name,
on the red carpet. Next up, we have Victoria Scone from season three. Oh, girl. All right, who else do we got? Another one out of the British LGBT Awards, and someone who believed it in person, Davina DeCampo as YouTube makeup star James Charles.
What?
Yeah, girl. So,
what?
The British Getty Images has the British LGBT Awards 2021, London, England.
Getty gotta get it together.
James Charles attends the British LGBT Awards at the brewery on August 27. And there's a full-on photo of Davina DeCampo looking exactly like Davina DeCampo. I don't even know why they would say James Charles. James Charles isn't even in the UK.
That's crazy.
I'm going to blame the photographer.
Whoever wrote it is the blame, because that's just bullshit. And on top of that, top it all off, girl, one of our U.S. sisters got confused. But maybe not. I don't know. It says, when you run into the queen while wearing her beauty line, Jeffree Star. No, baby. That's Patrick Star.
Oh, yeah. Monique Hart has a photo, like, all cuddled up with the beautiful Patrick Star.
Oh, my God.
Makeup guru of one size. And she's definitely not Jeffree Star.
Definitely. Definitely.
But it is Patrick Star, so that at least they're related.
Okay, you got the name, the last name.
It's the name.
That's...
Hey, look, when you're drunk at a club and you run into one of your, like, I don't know. Stars. Hey, girl, Miss Star. That's what she calls her. Hey, girl, Miss Star.
Miss Star.
Let me tag you real quick.
Girl, well, I just know that it is getting harder, but, like, those are common. Like, I don't know how you can get that mixed up with the Jeffree and the Patrick, and Davina does not look anything like James Charles. So okay. I don't know.
We're gonna forgive the Victoria Stone Lawrence Chaney thing. Yeah, but the other ones,
no.
Don't compare us to those makeup gurus. We're not worthy. Please, thank you.
We're not worthy.
Let's take a break and get back into our inbox.
Yeah. All right, we are back.
Let's dive into this inbox.
Yes, Manila and I are here to, for you to send us emails at latriceandmanila@gmail.com. So we may read them on the show if, you know, it's a good one. Mm-hmm. You know,
what do we have
here from Matt? We have someone from Matt, actually. Mm-hmm. Hi, ladies. Greetings from Sydney, Australia. I'm a huge fan and love the podcast. First time caller here. Latrice, I wondered if you had any tea to spill on Drag Tots. How did it come about? Did you all record your parts separately or together? We will see Manila cameo at some stage. Mm. Oh, will we see a Manila cameo at some stage? Hope to see you gorgeous ladies back down under as soon as we can get through this awful pandemic under control. Sydney is in its 8th week of lockdown, and it was extended today for another month.
Oh, damn.
Record numbers here for us and a very slow vaccine rollout. Thankfully, I have your podcast to help me through. Stay fabulous. Much love, Matt. Oh, I feel for you, Matt.
Girl.
Y'all have been locked down, bitch, clink, like, for, like, ever. But, yeah, we are breaking records here in Florida, and we are still open can be. Open as Manila's legs. I mean...
Yeah!
We are
I can't do the splits unless I'm getting fucked by coronavirus.
That part. No, Drag Tots. This is our second season we did of Drag Tots. We started in 2018, I believe, when it first rolled out at the Drag Con that year. And we do record our parts all separately. And I hope there will be a Manila cameo.
Yes, you know, I have done some voiceover acting for cartoons. I did The Mighty Ones, which is on Hulu, so go check that out.
Oh.
I do a little cartoon character called Firefly. And I did I have a cameo on a new show that's coming out on the Cartoon Network, which is a spin-off of We Bear Bears, which is like, it's really, really cute. It's a cute cartoon about gay bears that live in San Francisco. Like, there's a polar bear, a grizzly bear, and yeah. And so this is like their Muppet Babies version of the show. So I make a cameo in that, which is coming out someday. I mean, it takes a while because you record it and then they have to animate it, and the animation process takes forever.
Yeah, that's the part that is for real. That's why I see why it took us 2 years for season two to come out.
Right?
Of Drag Tots.
It takes forever and it's expensive.
Well, so there you have that.
Yeah, because like, you know, when we did our Robbed music video.
Correct.
That took that took over a year to finish. Oof. Girl, like people were like, oh, were you on a season of Drag Race All Stars? Were you Robbed? I forget. It's been so long. Is this still relevant? I'm like, girl, I wrote the song.
It's always relevant.
Always relevant. Okay. So yeah, I mean, Drag Tots is such a cute little show. I love it. Listen to your deep Barry White voice come through that little baby. Okay. This is an email from Hank. Hi, Latrice and Manila. Recently, I met with my ex to get closure and move on. It went really well. However, once I got home, I got a random message with a picture of my dick and a picture of someone else's dick side by side. I found it extremely creepy and messaged asking who it was. They proceeded to tell me that they are my ex's new boyfriend. He continued to send me side-by-side pics saying his dick is bigger than mine and he will be kicking my ass, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this went on for a couple more hours. Finally, I sent him a reply asking him what he fucking wanted from me. He told me never to see my ex again. It's all good with me, but the more I think about it, the more the picture with our junk side-by-side is really weirding me out. Should it? Hank. Wait.
That is so... What? Who does that?
A bitter old ex.
Who does that? Like, really? Wow. No. Like, for real?
Yeah, so your ex-boyfriend's new boyfriend got the new boyfriend of your ex found out that you guys met up for closure or whatever and then got jealous and then wanted to secure their place by comparing their dick to yours. So... Yeah, well, watch out, kids. This is what happens when you send your dick pics to your, even to you, the people that you don't expect this from, like your loved
Correct.
Ones.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
So be careful with who you send your dick pics to. I mean, if you send your dick pics to me or Latrice, we put them guarded
in a vault,
honey, where baby. We only have access to. Okay. Yes. Yeah. There is, you have to go Mission Impossible to get into that vault, girl. There is a retinal scan. There is a fingerprint moment. You have to lower from the ceiling. It's temperature Down. Controlled in there. So yeah. Okay. So your dick pics are safe with us. But, yeah, this is weird. What do you think of this, Latrice?
I find this really weird and, like, why would that be a thing that you do? Like, focus on what you got. Like, that's all you need to do. And know that that's the best dick you ever had and the person that you were supposed to feel that way at all times. Like, there's no going back. I don't even think about it. Like, number one, I don't remember. I can't remember. Like, it's been such a far distant memory since my last ex or whatever. And so now I'm digmatized by my husband right now. So that's all I see and know. And
oh, see, I'm opposite. I remember every single dick that has I have encountered. It's in the vault, girl. It's in the vault.
I mean, you know, there are some memories, but yeah, it's not. I don't have pictures. No,
I don't have pictures. It's imprinted in my mind. A masterpiece.
It's dick imprinted in your mind.
Dick printed. Hank, I gotta say, this is weird, but. You know what? Take it as a sign that you were a good boyfriend, even though it ended with your ex-boyfriend, and that it was so good that it's threatening to other people. You know, yeah. Just it's not you, Hank, baby. It's the ex. It's the new boyfriend of your ex-boyfriend. So let him like have to do what he needs to do to like you know. Feel better about himself.
Yeah.
And enjoy the free dick pics, I guess.
I mean,
if it's bigger and better than you, then like, yeah, baby. Actually,
good for you.
Heck, I want to see these dick pics too. Can you just, Joseph, producer Joseph Shepherd, did we get pictures in this email? Were there any attachments? No.
Not likely.
No, okay. There were no attachments. Should I reach back out?
Yeah, I think you should reach back out and see if we can get a... Yeah. We'll have a follow-up piece on this next week. Follow-up pieces.
Oh, well.
Girl.
Tacky. Well, let's take a quick break and then we'll get back with our tops and our chops.
Girl. Okay, we are back. We're back, Latrice.
Yes, we're back. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but September is National Sewing Month for somebody.
I thought September was like Spanish Heritage Month.
It's Labor Day Month. That's all I know.
It's back to school, bitch. It's
back to school and Labor Day. So today's Tops and Chops are our best and worst experiences of participating in a sewing and design challenge on Drag Race.
Oh.
Okay. I know mine already.
All right. What's your
mine?
What's your best?
My best sewing challenge was the boat. The boat was.
Oh yes, when you had those.
Hair pieces.
Ursula underwater, like sculptural hair, the rhinestone lip.
All of that. So that was my best. I had a lot of fun with that challenge.
What was that experience like? They're like, here's a big cardboard boat. Go decorate it.
It was made out of wood, girl. It was heavy. It's wood and was heavy. And mine, they made the same size as everybody else's. Which means it ain't gonna fit, bitch. So they had to take my boat and redo it to make it wider so that I can fit inside of it. And so that meant that I didn't have, at first, the same amount of time to work on my boat. But they allowed me to come in the next morning before everybody else. So I wasn't able to, that was the coolest part. I was able to work in the workroom by myself on my boat so I can catch up.
Oh, good. And while you were in the workroom, were you like...
I wanted to sabotage everybody.
Were you sabotaging everyone's?
I didn't have to, for jigglies.
Yeah, for jigglies. Oh, it's so Saint-Tropez. It's so Saint-Tropez. You actually
love
helped
you
her out.
You
actually like, hey, girl, let me give you some extra rhinestones and something on this boat, girl.
Oh my God. What was yours?
Well, I want to know, like, when they, because I know this happens a lot on Drag Race when, like, the big girls don't get the materials that they need. Because, like, that happened to us too. We had big girls on our season and they, you know, they gave them the boxes of fabric.
Well, one
and
yard.
It was, yeah, it was the same amount of fabric it was for the skinny girl or for Carmen Carrera, who was just going to wear pasties. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Right.
So, and then even their dress forms, they weren't even the right size.
Correct.
So, what was that like? Was it, were you just like, oh, okay, here we go? Or
no, I really was like, it really makes you feel some type of way because you're already dealing with the fact that you know that you're bigger. And you don't ever, although, you know, me, I always never use that as an excuse to fail. But when they don't give you the tools and you feel like you're not on the same playing level, then you start to get a little self-conscious. And so it does work on you a little bit. But I got over it and read them the house down for like, you know, you got fat bitches on the show. Why don't we have enough materials that we need? And, you know, no one has an answer. They're just like, well, bitches, why are you asking me for my sizes and my measurements and all this? Why are we going through all this if you're not going to get it?
Yeah. So. Yeah. But this is also one of those things where it was the, wasn't it like you could different, you got different colors of the, of the rainbow?
We got different color. Willem won the mini challenge, so she was able to pass out the hankies, and each hanky had a different color, and that was going to be your box. So we all got a box with material in it. In my case, not very much. Mm-hmm. And you just work with what you got. But everybody had like the same, like some sparkles, some whatever.
Okay, so color. So in a way that they couldn't plan to be like, okay, well, the your color was blue?
Blue, I was like a lady turquoise.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah, oceanic blue. Yes, yeah. Okay.
So you don't know who's going to get it.
So they couldn't be like, okay, well, give Latrice the blue one because we made that boat bigger
correct,
for her.
Correct, that's the fat girl box. Yeah, they don't know.
No, she didn't know that, so... But... They could have had like
if you have enough in there in the beginning, it doesn't matter what size you are.
Yes. Period. Yes. So. Okay. But you slayed that runway. It was like literally one of the most memorable runways when you come out with the rhinestone lips and that.
That was fabulous. It was fabulous.
Under the sea, that Alan Chuck Drag Race Cruise promo.
Not Alan Chuck, honey.
Not the Alan Chuck drag. It was the Alan Chuck Drag Race cruise until World of Wonder was like, can't say that.
You can't say that.
What did they change it to? Like,
it was the Drag Stars at Sea.
Drag Stars at Sea. Oh, that's right, girl. Remember when they did the pirate promos and they took pictures of us and they just like photoshopped our
pirate hat.
No, they would like Photoshop our faces onto like models they like found on Google of like sexy pirate costumes, and they just found like some like random photo of like a sexy pirate girl. And they slapped Michelle Visage's face on them. It was like Michelle Visage is gonna be there dressed like a pirate.
So not right. Not right.
My best sewing challenge. Ooh, girl, I have. I feel like every single one of them is one of my favorites.
Oh,
all of them are my
tops. Excuse your beauty.
Excuse my beauty.
Yes. Your beauty, honey.
Mm-hmm. Because on my season three, we had multiple design challenges. We had the hair ball, where we had to make up an outfit out of hair. We had the money ball. We had to make
that was my favorite one that you did. Your money ball dress was so impeccable.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had. Yeah. Well, because remember, I had two episodes before that, I had worn a dress, a flapper dress, made out of like shingles of fringes of money.
Coin, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so, like, when we got the money ball challenge, I was like, well, I got to do something different. So I decided to like rip it, rip them pieces and crumple them up. No, but my favorite design challenge was the first episode when we went to the thrift store.
Oh.
And we had to make the Christmas couture.
Okay.
You know, because
you did, yeah.
That one was a little bit more in my wheelhouse at the time, because at the time I had like a few people that would like sew me some like stretch sequin gowns and stuff. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, all of my clothes up until that point were stuff I would like find at the store. I would buy something from the store and then I would like rip it open and cut it up and glue shit to it. So that one was actually like one of the more fun ones because we got to go to a actual thrift store and I could buy actual clothes and garments and then, you know, do a lot of styling and piecing things together. And I remember we were all given like a $50 spending budget, and I pulled out this white fur coat that was like in the vintage shop, and I talked the girl down to give it to me for $10.
Mm.
I was like, can you like get me a deal? And she was like, sure. And I was like, fuck yeah, I have a fur coat that I'm going to cut up.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I took that fur coat and I took one of the throw pillows that was on the sofa in the workroom.
Uh-huh.
I pulled it out of the pillow sham and I like wrapped it with the fur coat and made that giant muff. So yeah, I have
resourceful. You're so resourceful.
Yes. And I almost won that challenge. So I felt good for the first episode. I felt like I was like, at least I wasn't going to be in the bottom and being sent home first. So That was like the best feeling.
Well, this the worst is going to be hard since you thought all of them were good for your chop.
Well, how about you go first?
I got mine. Mine is my last episode of The Bitch Ball. Oh, my God. I let myself down so bad. Because I had, number one, we had to make three outfits for that ball. And I was, and then it had to be, the last look had to like correlate with your dog.
Uh-huh.
With the little bitch you had with you. And so, yeah, I had just let myself down. I wish I would have, thinking back, I wish I would have made a shorter skirt, made it a pencil skirt or something and trimmed that in the fur. And then I would have just made, you know, just made a lot of different little minor changes to
tweaks
elevate
and
it.
Things. Yeah. To elevate. Yeah.
So, but yeah, that sucked. But under the pressure in the pressure cooker, my mind wasn't working right. And then as soon as I saw it, I was just like, oh no, I just should have just did this. And
yeah, it's like you don't have that much time to really like, you have to kind of like pick an idea really quickly and then you have to commit to
it. And go with it, yeah.
You know, because you see a lot of times these girls like spend a lot of time on like making something and then realize like, oh bitch, like, I'm not going to have enough time to like fully rhinestone this thing with, or enough rhinestones to fully rhinestone this thing.
And then you're in the room with bitches like Fifi and Chad Michaels who are fucking whipping it out. Just jigga, 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 and just like turning it out like so fast. Mm-hmm. And then me and Sharon were on the struggle bus. You know, obviously she wants a challenge in a dirty old dress that she just pulled out and turned around backwards. I was so undone with that challenge. But yeah, she had made some boots. Well, not made, and she put some hot glue, some fur on some boots. That was all she did.
Yeah. And okay. Well, I do have like a negative. I mean, I do love all of my looks that I came up with, but I do have like one little story with one of the design challenges. It was the hair ball.
Okay.
Where we had to like make shit with hair. Mm-hmm. And so we had like a wig sponsor, but it was like they had given us. And they just had, like, a whole, like, table full of, like, wigs. And it was, like, one of those things where it's, like, you only had, like, two or three wigs of the same style. So, like, mm-hmm. you didn't have enough of the hair to actually make, like, a garment. Right. I remember some queens, like, snatched up all the blonde wigs. Some of the queens snatched up, whatever. And I was, like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I had found some yellow wigs and then a black wig and I was like, okay, let me make a little bumblebee look with this because I can, but I was literally like cutting the tracks out of the wefting to hot glue onto this, corset. And I remember cause I had brought a corset cause I was like, I'm just gonna like, this is like my shit corset that I will glue things to in case mm-hmm. I have to do anything like that. And so she came in real handy, like, but I do remember production like giving me a lot of shit because like my corset strings were showing in the back and they were like, you have to cover the whole thing in hair. And I'm like, yeah, no. Like it's a corset. Like, I don't know if that's going to be like doable.
Right.
And at that point, like I had production, like the challenge producers were like giving us the rules of what we was able to do. But at that point I had kind of noticed that the rules weren't always given as accurately to the judges as they were to us.
Correct.
So whenever I would follow the rules, like it would be something that maybe the judges wouldn't have given a shit about.
Correct.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let these corset strings show in the back. And if Michelle Visage has anything to say about it, I will take it up with her on the runway.
Yeah.
But until then, get out of my face and let me continue hot gluing this shit to this corset.
Bitch got work to do.
Yes. I was like, And the thing about it is like, we had girls like that had never really worked with hair, like tracks of hair at that point.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember one time Sahara Davenport wanted to do like an African inspired like number. Do you remember Cat DeLuna? Animal, yeah. The animal song.
Yeah.
You remember every drag queen would like come out with her like big Bibi Zahara Benet hair and her leopard print skirt.
Yes.
And the tracks of hair attached to the shoulders and come out and do the number barefoot. So I remember like making with Sahara like a leotard and we were gluing tracks of hair to it, and then she tried getting into it, and of course the leotard stretches, but the tracks don't.
You gotta deal with it on your back.
Yeah, so I remember like watching the other girls like gluing shit to leotard, because they gave us all these like nude leotards, and like, here you go, attach the hair to this, and I was like, oh, that's not gonna work, because I already made that mistake.
You already know.
I already made that mistake.
Right.
That was my worst experience.
Well, there you have it. And that's our Tops and Chops. Thanks so much for listening to The Chop, everybody.
Yes. Make sure you subscribe to our show and rate and review us on your podcast app. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes. And you can send us an email. We might read it on the show next week. We want to hear from you. So hit us up at latricemanila@gmail.com.
Yes. We're talking to you, Hank. Email us up in them dick pics. Oh, and you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon.
And we'll see you next week to find out
who or what gets the chop.
Forever Dog.
To listen to The Chop ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Joseph Shepard.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.